Hey, y'all, we are here. The time is here. Welcome to Puff of Knowledge. It is the very first episode of Puff of Knowledge, and I am so excited to be here. All right, let's get started. Let's stick to the script. Welcome to Puff of Knowledge, the podcast where we break myths, drop facts, and elevate the conversation around cannabis, or happy flower, as I like to call it, one puff of knowledge at a time. All right, I'm Marjan, or hi Marjan, on all of the socials. Okay, and whether you're a seasoned connoisseur, a curious newbie, or just someone wondering what the heck all the hype is about, this space is for you. But before we dive in, all right, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Oh, okay. So if you said Hove or Marjan in your car, in your headphones, then I bump with you. Yes, I am a Hove fan, but let's really get to know me a little bit, right? So I recently moved to Denver, Colorado, and I'm a Southern woman. I'm originally from Atlanta. I'm a foodie. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm just an all-around lover girl, right? And as I stated, I recently moved to Denver, and one of the biggest reasons was to explore cannabis access in a legal state. So I wanted to see firsthand how legalization changes the experience with the plant, right? How it affects consumers, businesses, and policies. And of course, this move is not only tied to my cannabis access and excitement, my wellness, of course, and mental health, but this move is also tied to something major, Sweven Elixirs, which is my baby, my business, and it is going through a revamp and relaunch. And I'm going to be talking more about all of that on some future episodes. But if you are into infused cooking, plant-based wellness, and just all-around self-care, Sweven Elixirs is going to have something for you. I wish I could just tell y'all everything, but know that so much more is coming, and I'm so excited to kick off Puff of Knowledge and really share my love of the plant. And this is really like a love letter to cannabis and the cannabis community, and really helping others kind of clear their conscience and their mind and understand some of the beautiful properties of this magical plant. All right. Welcome. So today, this is our very first episode, episode one. Today is also February 22nd. So happy 222 to you, your portal. And if you believe in all that, you know, many blessings. Nonetheless, today we are kicking off all things Puff of Knowledge with Cannabis 101. So myths, facts, and history. And today I'm going to talk about a few things. So we're going to get into some of the most common cannabis myths and the real science behind them, the history of cannabis from ancient medicine and civilizations to modern legalization. And of course, we can't talk about cannabis without talking about the plant itself. So we're going to get into the different types of strains, such as indicas, sativas, and hybrids, as well as the cannabinoids. Did you know that in our human bodies, we have an endocannabinoid system, which allows for our bodies to react and break down components of the plant? Look at me, excited, dropping stuff all over the place. So we're gonna get into the cannabinoids, THC, CBD, and some others, some of my favorites. We're gonna get into terpenes, which I call the secret sauce. All right, and if you know, you know. And of course, methods of consumption. How can you consume this plant? Plus, a deep dive into the US cannabis legalization timeline, how we went from prohibition to progress, and where we are today. So, by the end of this episode, you should have a strong foundation in cannabis knowledge. All right. So, let's get into it. Welcome to Cannabis 101, y'all. So, before we get into the history of the plant, let's bust some of the biggest cannabis myths out there, right? First things first, myth number one. You've probably heard these myths often, so I'm just gonna break them down to you. First one, cannabis kills brain cells. How many times have you heard that one? All right, cool. So this myth has been around forever, but science doesn't back it up. Nothing in science says that cannabis kills brain cells. Studies actually have shown that cannabis does not kill brain cells. In fact, cannabinoids like CBD may even support brain health in some cases, right? So cannabis, it doesn't kill brain cells. We're busting that myth, right? Myth number two, cannabis is a gateway drug. Now, this is another fear-based myth, right? Most people who use cannabis don't all of a sudden start doing hardcore substances. The gateway effect is more about social and environmental factors than the plant itself. Right? So wrong. It's not a gateway drug. And finally, myth number three, cannabis has no medical benefits. And I actually chuckle when I hear that one, because if this was true, why has cannabis been used as medicine for hundreds of thousands of years? And why is it now legal in so many places across the world, including here in the United States, for pain relief, epilepsy, PTSD, and so much more? The real issue here has been that the stigma is slowing down research. Okay, so because the world or people may have a negative stigma around cannabis, it slows down the progress, right? So nonetheless, burst those myths. If anyone ever says them around you, give them this podcast, or you can just share these tidbits and facts with them. All right, now that we've busted some myths, let's talk about what cannabis actually is, right? Now, when we hear, you've probably heard people say these, I only smoke indica or sativa keeps me up, right? But this is actually what they mean, because these are the types of cannabis strands, right? So you've probably heard of sativas, indicas, and hybrids. So a sativa, it's uplifting, energizing, and great for creativity and daytime use. So if you're starting your morning, you want to, you know, get going and be focused, you want to have some energy for those early meetings, maybe you need to consume some sativa or a sativa strand, right? But then there's also indicas, which indicas tend to give you a body high, make you feel very relaxed. So relaxation properties, and it's perfect for winding down. So if you have a hard time sleeping, I used to smoke indicas to help me sleep because your girl was suffering from insomnia. Okay. I needed to go to sleep and I found the perfect mixture there. And then hybrids, speaking of mixtures, it's a mix of both indicas and sativas. So hybrids are also going to offer a blend of effects depending upon the strands that are present. Now, not only do we have strands within cannabis, but we have the cannabinoids, right? So the two types of cannabinoids that you hear about often are going to be THC, which is the compound that gets you high. So how we have those psychoactive effects. And then CBD, which won't get you high. You won't have that head high. So no psychoactivity, but CBD is great for relaxation and pain relief benefits. And I will be the first to say, for a very long time, I was someone that said I didn't like CBD. It didn't do anything for me. I just give me my THC. Okay. And that's what I wanted. And then I just had to be properly educated. CBD is really, really great, y'all, for pain relief and anxiety. You know, a lot of times you don't even realize how anxiety shows up in your body. It may not necessarily be, you know, a panic attack every time. You might get, you know, some chest pains or a leg shake or anything like that. But CBD is really great for anxiety and pain relief. So, and I'll even tell you, I have recently, I'd probably say in the last year, really gotten into my sparkling waters just because I don't drink soda as much and I like the fizz. I like the carbonation. And there are actually water companies out there that have CBD and actually help you relax. And if you're having like some back pain or neck pain or anything like that. So there are definitely different ways that you can also consume the plant, which is interesting because I'm about to get into methods of consumption. But even when we talk about the cannabinoids, we know about THC, we know about CBD, but have you heard of CBN or CBG or even THCV, which is something that I recently, in my time being here in Denver, I was introduced to a actual infused water with THCV. And y'all, I was like, okay, this is really good. I had a lot of energy. But then I was like, what if I tried this as like a pre-workout before the gym, just to kind of lift my mood? You know, I'm lifting a lot now with my strength training. So I was like, oh, let me get something to give me a boost. And y'all, game changer, game changer. THCV. We're going to talk about it in another episode, but there's so many different types of cannabinoids and that have different uses, all coming from one plant. Okay. Now we talked about methods of consumption. I just talked about the water or both different types of water that are infused with THCV and CBD, but also There's, of course, more than one way to enjoy cannabis. Most people are probably more familiar with smoking and vaping, which has the fastest effect, but the lasts the shortest amount of time, right? Edibles. I'm sure a lot of people probably have their edible story where they felt like they were going to die and they were like, I'm never taking another edible again. And, you know, I hate that for you, but edibles are another way that you can consume the plant. Edibles tend to have a slow onset, but they're longer lasting. So sometimes edibles can take anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours to activate. But then depending upon, which I actually learned this recently in a class that I'm taking, that, you know, edibles affect people differently because of the type of enzymes in our body, specifically in our liver, and how our bodies metabolize the THC. So for me, you know, an edible might get me going in, you know, an hour and I'm lit for a minute, but someone else, it might not take them that long because their body, you know, isn't breaking it down or vice versa. So a lot of things to always consider when you are consuming the plant and how that will affect your body. Also moving along here, we have tinctures and oils. So fast absorption under the tongue or within the mouth. And there's actual term for that and I'm going to butcher it, so I'm not going to say it, but I have a guest coming and she will absolutely break down all of things with your absorption and all of that. But tinctures and oils are great. I make my own tinctures and I will put them in my morning tea, my morning coffee. I use a lot of sativas with my infusions so that I'm making sure that I'm energetic and I have these euphoric feelings and just really focused and activating my creativity. So tinctures are really great for that. We talked about Sweven a little earlier. I have a infused olive oil with Sweven and you can add it to your food, or some people put it in their coffee. But again, tinctures and oils are another method of consumption. And lastly, topicals, right? Topicals can be applied directly to the skin for relief. Again, speaking of Sweven elixirs, if you're familiar, the Dual Magic Love Butter, fan favorite, top seller. It is a topical and it can be used for so many things. People use it for like arthritis, carpal tunnel, you know, joint pain, back pain, and to, you know, get the party started with your lover because it is dual magic. But we can talk about all that later. So that is just a quick overview of the plant breakdown. We talked about the types of cannabis strands, all right, the different types of cannabinoids, common ones and ones that we don't know about, and methods of consumption, all right? This is like class because we want you, again, to have that strong foundation so when people start talking crazy about cannabis, you can come correct with some facts, right? Sharing puffs of knowledge. All right, now, next thing, the secret sauce. Remember, I told y'all I love terpenes. In the trailer, I talked about my favorite one, myrcene, which I'll get into in a second. But terpenes, in my opinion, are the secret ingredient that make every strand unique. So you're probably wondering, what are terpenes? Terpenes are aromatic compounds found in cannabis and other plants. So you can find terpenes in food in the grocery store, plants at, you know, Home Depot, or plants anywhere, right? They give strands their unique smells, flavors, and even effects. So think about it. Have you ever wondered why when you take a whiff of a strand, it might smell like lemons, or one might smell like pine, or sometimes it might even smell like cheese? That's the terpenes, y'all. That's the secret sauce at work, right? So some of the more common cannabis terpenes that you may have heard of, we know you heard of myrcene because you listened to the trailer, right? Myrcene is found in mangoes. It's very relaxing and can sometimes be more common in indicas because of those relaxing properties there. But it also has like some skin health properties. So, you know, ladies, we gonna get into that, you know, and fellas, because everybody should have great skin, right? It's the largest organ on our bodies. Okay, take care of your skin. Also, limonene. Limonene is found in citrus. So when we think about the lemon smell and the citrusy smells, and what's also really great about limonene, it is great. Has uplifting properties and stress relieving properties. Then we have pinene, which is found in pine needles. So this actually is, this particular terpene is known to improve your focus and memory, which is what we need. Okay. And last but not least, linalool, which is found in lavender, and it has very calming properties and anti-anxiety effects as well. So terpenes, the secret sauce. So now, you know, when you go into your dispensaries, or if you're talking about the type of cannabis that you are about to consume. You can, you know, ask about the terpene profile, right? What type of terpenes are here? What type of strand is this? Do you want your indica? Did you want your sativa? Oh, is it THC? Is it CBD? Is it both? Like, you know, how are you trying to feel? Like, we want you, or I want you, to make sure that when you are consuming the plant, that it is of mindful consumption, right? So that you actually are, you know, getting the healing powers and just the magical properties of this plant, because again, so much goes into it. And I just love cannabis. Okay, so keep moving along in the conversation. History of cannabis. We've talked about the plant, all breakdowns of the plant. Now, let's take a trip back in time and explore cannabis from ancient civilizations even to today's modern day legalization. So I said that cannabis has been used for hundreds of thousands of years, right? So we can go back to 2700 BC in ancient China, when cannabis was used as medicine for pain, inflammation, and malaria, right? The Chinese Emperor Shang Nong actually documented it as a key herb during his empire. Also, ancient India. So in 2000 BC, India was using cannabis as a sacred plant. It was consumed as a cannabis-infused drink called bhang, which is still used in Hindu festivals today. And of course, ancient Egyptians used cannabis for pain relief and women's health. It's even mentioned in medical texts as a treatment for childbirth pain. So cannabis has been used since forever and a day ago. Okay. Ancient civilizations were using the plant for healing properties. And even today, we are still using the plant for medicinal properties. Now, if we want to shift into prohibition, if we come try to move from ancient times into present day, fast forward to the 1900s specifically, and suddenly cannabis went from sacred medicine to dangerous drugs, right? And this is how it kind of happened. I'm gonna give you a really quick history lesson in, the cannabis plant here in the U.S. So 1920s, 1930s, anti-cannabis propaganda grew. It was fueled by racism and fear-mongering. The Reefer Madness era specifically demonized cannabis, linking it to crime, right? In 1937, the Marijuana Tax Act made cannabis illegal in the U.S. 1937. Now we fast forward to the 70s and 80s. We know that President Reagan eventually launched the war on drugs, classifying cannabis as a Schedule I drug, meaning that the plant had no medical value, right? Despite evidence to the contrary. So think about it. When cannabis was classified as a Schedule I drug, that means that cannabis is just like heroin. Right. And I'm gonna let that sink in. That's literally, with it being Schedule I drug, meaning that cannabis and heroin are the same. Okay. I've never heard of anyone overdosing on cannabis. All right. And dying. Okay. But that's just crazy in itself. Now, also note that recently, last year, actually, cannabis was descheduled down to a Schedule 3. Or I think that's what the DEA, I think folks are working on right now. But that is the goal, to help move the plant towards federal legalization. And of course, we know that the war on drugs disproportionately affected Black and Brown communities, which of course has led to mass incarceration for non-violent cannabis offenses. So later on in our conversations here, we're going to get into a federal legalization and social equity issues and what that really means for communities of color, specifically Black and Brown ones here in the States. Now, today we are starting to see a cannabis renaissance. So medical cannabis is now legal in over 40 states in the United States. Recreational cannabis is legal in multiple states and countries across the world as well. And research is proving what ancient cultures knew all along, that the plant has healing properties, okay? But there is, of course, still work to do. Federal legalization is still in the works, and many people are, of course, as I mentioned, still behind bars for something that is now projected, well, technically, yes, cannabis is now a $1 billion industry, but the United States cannabis industry is projected to make well over $40 billion in revenue in this year of 2025. Crazy, insane. Now, before we go, right, I gotta remind y'all about the Vibes Rotation playlist. Okay. This podcast is not just about learning or just about me talking about my love of the plant. We are setting the mood. I want you all to take the knowledge, you know, if you're a cannabis connoisseur or if you just want to learn more, I want you to set the mood with the playlist. So we are curating this fire playlist to match the vibe of this season of the playlist. And I want your input. Send me your go-to smoking, chilling, or just vibe songs. And whether it's some old school R&B or some smooth jazz or some lo-fi beats, some hip hop, reggae, soca, whatever it is, hit me up on Instagram at Puff of Knowledge Podcast or at Hi Marjan, and let's continue to build this playlist together. Now, y'all listen to the trailer. You gave me some songs. I'm so excited, y'all. I've been like just adding little things. It's so wonderful. I'm actually going to put the Spotify link in the show notes so you can go to Spotify and listen and vibe out to the playlist. And eventually I will, once we get it, you know, to at least like 40 songs, then I will share it across multiple streaming platforms. But for right now, we'll sit with Spotify. All right. And that's a wrap. Y'all, we did it. We got through episode one of Puff of Knowledge. Next episode, we're going to be diving into cannabis and wellness, two of my favorite things, and how the plant supports mind and body. So you don't want to miss it. Okay. Tune in. I'll see y'all in about 2 weeks. All right. But if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend, and drop a rating. All right. And tell me, what is the wildest cannabis myth you've ever heard? I want to know. And depending upon how crazy it is, y'all, I might share it on another episode. But until next time, stay elevated and keep puffing on that knowledge. Peace.